Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Stressed Out.
Okay. Hey, Nathan and Ben, exclamation point. I recently reached out to one of those law school admissions consultants and they were around $10,000. Holy cow. I have not taken my LSAT and I have a semi-good GPA at my university, 3.69, and I have made Dean's List the past two semesters. The only thing is I have failed some classes back in the day, and I'm worried about how LSAT conversion will affect my GPA. I also got arrested for a PI 5 years ago, but I got it off my record, not sealed or anything. This makes me feel like I need to hire some amazing law school admissions consultant. I can get the money, but part of me feels like this is ridiculous. I know law school is super expensive in itself, but would I be better off trying to score an insanely high LSAT score? I refuse to believe I can't get one. I could do both if it helps me get into my dream school, but something is screaming at me, this is dumb financially. Are law school applications consultants really worth this? Let me know your thoughts.
Public intoxication is very, very common. I mean, undergrads do stupid shit. And I think increasingly even, everybody acknowledges that students in college are basically adolescents and they do dumb shit. And so you did the things to do to get it off your record. You need to acknowledge it. You do so very briefly. You state, you know, you just answer their question. You don't need to overshare details. Definitely don't make excuses. You do not need to pay somebody 10 grand to sort this out for you.
Yeah, if your addendum has 20 words in it, which is probably all you'll need, you'll be paying, what, $500 a word?
Yeah. Right, yeah. I would say, well, I refuse to believe I can't get an insanely high LSAT score. Well, then you should do that no matter what.
Yeah, do that first and then decide whether you still need help.
But really, the question on the question is just going to say, if you've been arrested or whatever, you know, have you ever been arrested? If so, give us the details. And they might even tell you exactly the details that they want. Just say it was 5 years ago. I did the things that I needed to do. Don't over explain. It's so common.
Yeah, stick to the, like, really, like, what you've given us here is about as close as you need to get. You don't need to explain the context or the scenario. Or what usually ends up happening when people do that is they just make themselves look a lot worse.
Yeah, totally. I can't imagine spending 10 grand for this issue. You can call your state bar for free. If you ask your state bar, maybe they would be able to connect you with some resources, or maybe they'd be able to at least give you some, they might just be able to reassure you that people can and do get admitted to the state bar who had a public intoxication 5 years ago. You know, that's just no big deal. So you do have to acknowledge it. Don't try to hide it and just say, here's what happened. Here's what I did. It's not on my record anymore. And that should be it.
Great.
Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.